How many job vacancies are there in Australia? Traditionally, to find out, analysts would take a look at how many job advertisements are listed. But increasingly, job ads and vacancy measures don't match up. Now, new ANZ research has found that vacancies are going up, but job ads are going down. Economist Nikki Hutley from Deloitte Access Economics joins me now. Thank you so much for your time, Nikki. What explains this divergence?
Well, a number of things possibly, but, you know, one obvious factor is that there's something going wrong with one of the measures that we have. You know, if vacancies are going up, and we certainly hear anecdotally a lot that, you know, there's a shortage of skilled workers in the workforce, but we see the ANZ series of advertisements going down at least for the last 5 to 6 months or so. But there are a lot of other measures as well that are out there. Somewhere between the two is probably a measure of the truth. And I think with the ANZ series, you know, this is obviously private sector, not the government actually collecting this information. It seems that maybe people are hiring in different ways more and more. Part of that might be through social media, things like LinkedIn, but also partly it might be more, particularly in high-skilled areas, that it's more about somebody tapping somebody else on the shoulder and saying, hey, how would you feel about coming and working with us? You know, we do know that there are strong networks of people in industries, particularly at you know, certain levels. So maybe there's just less of that formal advertising happening, and certainly in the traditional streams that we see and that are picked up by that series. And really the vacancies data is the one that is giving us the more correct view of what's happening in the market.
That issue, tapping on the shoulder, it's a vexed issue, isn't it? I mean, it closes the door for many others.
Oh, look, you know, as the mother of, you know, kids trying to get into jobs, you can see in certain industries that it's becoming harder and harder. And you know, there's a saying, it's who you know, not what you know. In some industries, if you want to work in anything to do with music and sound, you know, if you want to work in television production, for example, you know, there are a lot of industries where it's really, really hard to get into and you have an upper edge. The old school tie may not be the old school tie, although there's a bit of that too, but there's certainly certain networks that, you know, people have more of a chance if they know somebody who can put them in touch with the right people than just by, you know, getting out there. And one of the really worrying things we see is, of course, unpaid internships. And even anecdotally, some parts of the business sector having paid internships, which is getting even more concerning.
So do you expect this trend to continue? And is there perhaps other ways that need to be looked at to measure vacancies then?
Yeah, well, I think the vacancies data is probably more accurate because it's going direct to the source to sort of say, well, you know, how many people are you looking for? Whereas the advertisements is just saying, well, how many people are being, you know, are actually advertising out there? I mean, the Reserve Bank, for example, does a lot of community consultation or business consultation and you know, asks what intentions are. We have surveys from AIG, from NAB, from lots of different organisations that are providing, you know, business confidence and business hiring intentions. So we've got lots of indicators out there, but I guess one of the things I'd say is, you know, this is the really where government and the Australian Bureau of Statistics has a role to play in giving us confidence in our data, and we need to make sure that they're adequately funded so that they can, in fact, collect that data.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.
You're very welcome.
Economist Nikki Hutley from Deloitte Access Economics there.